So the question is, what is the time limit you give for grief? Because grief comes in so many different forms and shapes, and it depends on the incidents you're grieving over. So today, I'm blessed to be speaking with Claire Williams from Therapy Finders, and we're going to talk about a time limit on grief. So Claire, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I think it's, I thought this is a great conversation, because I think really, again, it depends on what you are grieving as to whether or not there is a, inverted commas, time limit as to how long you can grieve.
Mm-hmm. I would say that it doesn't matter what you're grieving over, that there is no time limit on grief. It's not possible to put a time limit on grief. You know, we carried out quite an interesting study at Therapy Finders and found that 30% of UK adults actually believe that grief should last no longer than 1 to 6 months. But the thing with this is, grief is such a very personal experience, and no two people will ever experience it in the same way. They might have the same emotions, but the experience that they have is very personal to them. So it's really impossible to say, well, you should be over it by now. And I really hate that phrase that, you know, people use, because there really isn't any should when it comes to grief. You know, I worked with a lady once whose twin sister died at a young age, and she, the feeling that she expected to have over it was sadness, but actually what she felt was anger, and she didn't understand why, and it really took her by surprise. And so it took us a long time to work through this and understand where the anger was coming from, and then for her to be able to then process the grief. And this whole journey took a lot longer than 6 months, so it's very almost impossible, I would say, to put a time limit on it.
Oh, I agree 100%. My sister lost her late partner, this must be 2015, so it was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And the ways that the continuing wave 8 years on of how she deals with it. Do you find, Claire, because this is what I think with her, that people that maybe have the emotion of anger or guilt tend to take longer to process the situation and therefore take longer to grieve?
Yes. I would say that any emotion that you don't expect to feel, so whether that is anger or guilt, or, you know, sometimes people even feel relief depending on, you know, the circumstances. And so when you don't expect the emotions that come, I think, yes, it can take a lot. It can take longer because, first of all, you have to understand why you're feeling that way and not the way you expect it to feel. And also, you know, sometimes people feel this numbness. And again, this is not expected. And people often think, well, I don't feel anything. Why don't I feel anything? Is there something wrong with me? And so, yeah, I think with these instances, then it can take longer to get over it, to work through the grief for sure.
And do you find that there are different, in different cultures, they grieve in different ways, and the sort of grieving period seems to be extended or shorter based on the culture? Do you find that at all?
Yes, definitely. Obviously, different cultures do have different rituals and things like that. And so what I found is that the cultures that sort of talk about death more almost, or and aren't afraid of the subject, because unfortunately we live in a society where it's not really spoken about. And so when it happens, to a lot of people, it is a great shock. But whereas with other cultures that sort of make more sort of integrate death into life almost, yes, they can, you know, there's different time lengths, I would guess, on the grief that they experience. But that's not to say that with anything, you know, with anyone, even how well you prepare, or, you know, it's never, you never know how you're going to feel until it happens. Again, it's obviously possible that you do. The grieving process is quicker if you are prepared. But again, it's not always 100% going to be that way.
No, and I only ask that question because I know that in some cultures, I remember a client I used to train years ago, and when her mother-in-law died, they were very matter-of-fact about it. Well, she's dead now. Nothing else we can do. I still have my personal training session in the morning, and then we'll go to the funeral after. And I found, I mean, I trained there. I went to the funeral myself, but I was just like, this is weird. I've never experienced that before. It was just really like, okay, we're just like, you know, and it's like she's dead, she's gone.
Yeah.
But I know that in some, like some African cultures, some cultures, they'll wail, they'll grieve, they'll, you know, it's just, then there's others that have this big massive celebration of life, and it is a celebration of life.
Yeah.
But it's that where you draw comfort from, where you feel that, you know, you feel it's safe for you to carry on as well. Because a friend of mine, actually, her husband was on holiday and he passed away on holiday. And then a couple of months after, there was an event that was on, and I just said, it was towards Christmas, I was like, you know, are you going to come? And there was that guilt over, can I, you know, be seen to be enjoying myself so soon after? And again, a cultural thing, because people around are thinking, well, didn't she just lose her husband? How the hell is she out? You know, so that, I think that's the other thing as well. It's like, how long do I stay in my grief? How long do I show people that I'm grieving? And if I get invited to something, or if I do something for myself, will people think that I'm heartless, cold? He's not even cold in the ground yet, and you're back out again. You know, how do you manage those things? Because obviously, you know, with your company, you must have people coming in and asking these questions.
Yes, I mean, it's all very personal. You know, it's, if somebody wants to, you know, just the example, there you go, about, you know, being invited out and worrying about what others are going to think. I would say that there is absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, obviously going to the things you want to go to. And if that's how you are processing it and dealing with it and coping with it, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And others, you know, others' judgments shouldn't really bear any weight. And I know that's very easy to say, because, you know, people do worry about what other people think. But I often say, you know, there's nothing wrong. Some people do feel shame in remembering people with happiness and laughter. And it's almost a similar thing. It's like, well, shouldn't I be showing that I'm sad? Absolutely. You know, whatever you're feeling, if you recall a happy memory with somebody who's died, it's wonderful to remember those good times and to laugh. And there is no shame in it. You know, it is however you are feeling and however you are experiencing what you're experiencing. And that's not to say that one day, you know, you might wake up and be really sad about it. And I think it's really important to note that grief comes with such a wide variety of emotions. You know, one day you might think, okay, yeah, I'm over it and I'm okay. And then the next day you're struggling again. And this is all normal, and it's very much part of the grieving process. And you know, just to allow yourself that space and that time, and just to accept that this is how I'm feeling today. It might not be this way tomorrow, or it might be, you know, and whatever it is, just to be kind to yourself and allow yourself to experience and feel what you're feeling in that moment.
So what are some working exercises that people who are experiencing grief can consider to do right now?
First and foremost, the big one I would always say is just to try and talk to somebody. You know, if you are grieving and you're finding that you're not coping, I would try and talk. And I know that's very, very hard for some people, if they don't feel they have friends and family that they can talk to, or they just don't want to talk to friends and family about it. In those cases, you know, you might want to consider talking to a trained grief therapist who will give you that space and that safe space with no judgment, and allow you that time to process what you're going through. But other things that people can do that I've found have helped, one of the ones is journaling, and that's not, you don't have to write down, you know, wonderfully long constructed sentences or, you know, long paragraphs. If you just do a sort of a brain dump of how you're feeling and what's going on inside, because often when, as I said, with grief, it can have lots of different emotions at the same time, and this can become very overwhelming, you know, it can be very confusing if you keep it inside. So doing a bit of a brain dump onto a piece of paper, just seeing what comes out, can often be very helpful in organizing your thoughts, but also helping you to understand, you know, what's going on for you at that time. Also, I would say, you mentioned earlier about the African cultures of wailing, and I think any sort of release is really, really helpful. I would say, don't be afraid to cry. You know, if you're feeling sad and you want to cry, don't be afraid to cry or scream, you know, just to get that emotion out and to is really cathartic, and it also allows you that time to that space to just get those emotions out, so it doesn't become overwhelming. The same, very similar to the journaling. It's just about, you know, not storing this all up inside you when it just becomes unmanageable.
Yeah, see, they're, I mean, they're really, really good tips for people to actually have. And I think, you know, like as you said, I remember I went to a funeral a few years ago of the father of one of my neighbours, you know, slightly older lady than myself, but I went to that funeral. And the line that was shared there, I literally share it to everyone when they experience loss. And because I absolutely loved what this priest said, and he said that death leaves a void that no one can fill, but love leaves memories that no one can steal. And I think that's the thing that you're happy to be able to hold on to, at least, you know, that you have those memories of times. And that can, and those memories over time will become a great source of comfort. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, memories that we have of people, you know, will, yes, they will keep us going and be a very a source of comfort, as you say. Yes, I couldn't agree more with that statement.
Fantastic. So Claire, where can people go to find more information about your wonderful company?
So if people are looking for specifically for help with grief and loss, then we have a website called therapyforgriefandloss.co.uk. But if people want to get in touch with a therapist and get matched and get help, they can go to our main website, which is therapyfinders.co.uk.
Fantastic. Claire, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Have a magnificent Monday. My pleasure. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. If you could send that.